Hello, welcome to the seafood restaurant. Table for three?
Yeah, three.
Three, yeah. Three, we didn't do a reservation, would that be an issue?
Oh, that's no bother at all. We've got plenty of tables. We've actually got no customers in at the moment, so you'll be the first.
It's really empty really in here, empty. Actually.
Doesn't matter one bit, I say. Come on in, grab a seat,
and I'll
get the fish on.
Right. Wait, you're the chef too?
Oh, yes, I'm the chef. I'm the waiter. I'm the cleaner. And I'm just happy to serve you here today.
Sorry, your eyes are very red. Have you been crying?
I am allergic to shellfish, yes.
You have a shellfish allergy? This is a seafood restaurant?
But we're the only seafood restaurant in Dunbracken, you see?
That's true, yeah.
That's true. And I'm a businessman at heart, so I want to make your money. And at the risk of my own life, so be it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cheers.
It's really dark in here. There's, not that many lights on. Why?
I have a full fish tank in the back. It's taking a lot of the power from the restaurant.
Also, are the seats just these barrels? Is that...
It's authentic, like the sea.
But the barrels are actually taller than the tables. These are, whiskey barrels.
You've clearly not been on a ship before, have you? The barrels are massive.
I haven't, actually.
Is that a requirement for eating here?
Of course, yes. Small tables, big barrels. Let me get you some water. Three glasses of the finest seawater. Here you go. One, two, three.
Thanks.
There's salt in this.
It's just salt water.
That's right, I told you. It's seawater. It complements the fish really well.
This is just seawater.
I just grabbed it from the sea, yeah.
Sorry, when you say the sea, do you just mean the hole in the floor there?
And I've written the sea next to it, which means...
Oh, it's yours.
The sea. Okay.
Isn't there a sewage runoff a mile up the coast? Is it...
I'm going to get the menus for you now.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Hey, how's it going?
Well?
Okay, well, I don't know if you guys heard, I'm trying to bring the town fair back. Exciting, right?
Well, after what happened the last time, I'm not sure it's a very good idea.
Don't worry, it won't happen again. The fire marshal has been in contact with me and we're making some changes. We're keeping a lot of things the same. And what I was thinking is that you guys might be interested in running the food truck. Be great. Money-making opportunity.
Didn't the fire start in a food truck the last time?
One of them did, yes.
It was a chip pan fire.
Honestly.
And we run fish and chip shop.
Well, that's why I'm looking for more qualified people this time.
What do you think?
All I can think is I heard whoever was running that chip van inadvertently, in the panic... stuck their head into the chip pan. They were deep fried alive.
Alan, all we know is that someone's head was in a deep fryer. We don't know if it was pre-panic, post-panic. We don't know if it was one of the chefs. It doesn't matter. It won't happen to you two. You two, look at you two. You're cool as cucumbers.
The last time someone in the position you're asking us to take on was so mutilated that they couldn't be identified.
I believe they could be identified. They just didn't want to talk to me about who the victims were. Everyone was identified. It's just...
What, dental records?
I don't know. The police just said, we will tell you what you need to know. And I didn't need to know that.
I got the quote back for the car insurance, sir. It went up 50 quid on top.
Jesus.
For one accident.
There's no accidents.
All right, for one misdemeanor, then.
Well, did you tell him about it?
By accident.
Ah, that's where the...
I put the wipers on when it wasn't raining. And apparently, I'm no longer in control of the vehicle.
Did he even check the other fella's wipers?
I'm not even sure he had any.
Well, not after you hit him.
Well, no, they flew off. They were miles away at that point. But, 50 quid?
Not a week or a month.
Per annum?
Jesus.
I know. And I can afford it. We all know I can afford it.
Of course you can.
But it's the principle of it.
No, of course, yeah.
You know.
For one thing.
For driving into someone else intentionally because they looked at me funny. Head on. Come on.
Stalking him for 6 hours around town to finally get him perfectly head on.
Now, to be fair to me, it was my day off. So I could spend the time however I pleased.
Of course.
But That's how the legal cookie crumbles, I guess.
Should have said it was on business. Sure, they would have.
I could have claimed it back.
Aye. Said you're a private investigator. Sure, you're just doing due diligence.
Aye.
But alas, no.
Aye.
Jesus.
We don't need a private investigator to find him now. He's been in hospital the whole time.
Right.
Eating and shitting through the tubes over here.
He's still keeping tabs on.
Oh, aye. I went and broke my legs there so he could get put in the room next to him, you know.
I was wondering how that healed up.
See if it was an act.
Well, the legs. Put my health insurance up so they have.
How much?
£50.
You didn't tell him about it, did you?
I did. I told him by accident. You know, I meant to ring my wife.
Ugh, we've all done that.
Accidentally rang the health insurance.
Ah.
And then you should have said it was on business.
I could have claimed him back. Bit of a write-off. I mean, my legs are a write-off now.
Well, don't talk to me about hospitals. I was in the other day for... See this cast I have? I was minding my own business on the playground. And suddenly these kids come by and push me down the slide. Fucking arm broken, shattered. 3 different places.
What were you doing in the playground? Apart from minding your own business?
I was minding my own business. I was contemplating my marriage.
On top of the slide?
It's a really good thinking spot. You can see out through the playing fields. You can see the cows in the fields. You know, you see life go on. It gives you time to think about your life. And then those wee
bastards there.
Yeah, those wee bastards pushed me down. And so what did I do, of course?
Shouted we.
Until...
It's a good time, a slide is.
Until you shattered your arm in 3 places. I didn't even know you were in hospital. Would have been great to be in the same ward.
It would have, but I was very busy keeping my eye on your man there. I couldn't be distracted.
On your day off, too.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was my day off since I've been laid off for the past 4 months. So, I could do what I want. That's why I was allowed to be on the slide at that time.
I should have said you're on business.
Should have said I was on business. And the kids couldn't have touched me. That's good. Now, to be fair, through the searing pain and adrenaline, I did chase those children and throw them through the monkey bars. As is only right.
Ah, well-built monkey bars, sir. Well-built monkey bars.
They're well-built. They're strong. Steel. Broke one of their spines. Didn't see that coming.
No.
But I think they deserved it. Now, we were in the same ward, so his parents were not happy with me, and neither were the police officers.
Keep an eye on him, though.
Aye.
See, make sure he's not up to anything. Sir, he's not moving anyway. He's got his spine broke. You broke your spine once there, Timothy, didn't you, a few years ago?
Aye, that's right. Sure, that's why I'm in the wheelchair now.
You enjoying it, like?
Looks like you have a grand old time.
Oh, I. You know why? I said it was on business.
Smart bastard, aye.
Free wheelchair, that's not bad.
That's right. Class.
Here we are. Here's some menus. Have a look. I've designed the menu myself.
Looks like a treasure map.
It is. Yes, you have to look real carefully if you want to find the allergens on there.
Jesus Christ.
One thing. Do you have any vegan options?
Well, yes, we've got chips, sir. Chips are vegan. They do use the same deep fat fryer that I fry the fish in, but it's fine.
Sorry, what was that?
They do use the same deep fat fryer that I fry the fish in.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it's
okay.
Not really okay. Like, I don't want to eat any animal
you
products.
You don't want to eat
steam? I don't, no.
I eat chips from it all the time, even though I'm allergic to shellfish.
You eat the chips from the deep fat fryer that you fry the fish in?
The deep fat fryer that I fry the fish in.
Wow.
Because I need to eat chips all the time.
I'm sorry, but there is 17 axes on this menu.
You found them all. Good job.
Oh, wow. I only found 15 chips.
That's amazing.
Sorry, I get distracted.
No one's ever found 17 before.
Yeah, I still haven't seen, like, options.
Oh, wait. Right in the corner of the 14th X.
There it is.
Chips.
If you turn the menus over, boys, there's the fish.
It just says fish.
Yep.
Mine says one sellotape to it.
That was one of the first menus I actually made, you see.
This is the prototype.
That was the prototype menu.
Right.
Yeah.
Smells really rancid.
Yeah.
The menus.
Well, just this one specifically.
That dead fish.
That is a dead fish. It, in fact, its eyeballs just fell out.
Yeah, it's just like in the sea, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been to the... Yeah, okay.
I guess.
So, 3 rounds of chips. And do you want a fish to share or do you want to have a fish each?
I mean, usually, you know, seafood restaurants have multiple different types of fish. There's also shrimp and mussels. I just see fish.
I'll take a fish.
Look, I've just...
What is the fish? What is the fish?
There's a tank in the back, and because I'm allergic to shellfish, I can't actually look at them when I'm in there. So I have to close my eyes, put my hand in the tank and then just grab whatever comes out.
A fish is not a shellfish.
Do you want us to lift it?
It would be very unsafe to put you in the kitchen, of course. You know, it's a wait, health and safety hazard.
Are there shellfish in the tank? Why wouldn't you just have a tank without shellfish?
It's a seafood special, isn't it? You know, like a fisherman's pie that you get down in the shop. You have all the fish in the one packet and you put it for your fisherman's pie.
Wait, no, you just buy packs of fish from the supermarket?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm a respectable businessman.
I'm now starting to think that, okay, yes, I believe that you do have a shellfish allergy, but I also think you were crying earlier.
Business isn't going too well.
I'm on my own, boys. I'm here on my own. I've been pretty clear about that this whole time, you know. You've come into an empty restaurant. It's just me here.
Do you have any sea cucumber?
We do. I was going to say.
I can eat that.
One of those, can't you?
Aren't sea cucumbers alive?
I don't think you can actually order it because he doesn't know what he's going to grab.
I can find a sea cucumber.
Okay.
I know my way around
so
a sea cucumber.
That's why it's fish question mark because we don't know what type of fish we're going to get.
That's the name of the restaurant, yeah.
Right.
Fish?
Can I get another glass of water?
Of course, you drank all that one, that's great. Yeah, let me get some more for you.
What are we doing here?
I like it.
We are running a...
Award-winning,
reasonably successful...
Reasonably priced.
I mean, I love it. I come here every Friday.
You do, but you order beans on your chips, and sorry, that just disgusts me.
I mean, you offer it. I will stop ordering the beans if you guys do the...
Oh, beans isn't
big nod
issue
there. I didn't
me.
Think that was that big an issue.
No, it's not a big issue for me. It's the threat of death that's an issue for me.
That was just because they weren't qualified, okay?
Do you not think maybe you're not the best person to bring the fare back, considering you're the one that inadvertently buried it in a shallow grave?
Okay.
What other people have you got on board? Has anybody said yes to you yet?
I've got a lot of maybes and some... I've got people to help build it so far, so that's something. The mayor's given me a permit.
The mayor,
yeah.
Oh, the mayor.
Yeah.
A permit?
Yeah. It's official and everything.
How much did you pay?
That's the great thing. I didn't. I pitched the idea. I had a PowerPoint and everything, and... I came in with my nice suit. I was respectful. And yeah, he thought, yep, this is a great idea. Go ahead.
He's famously hard to persuade.
I mean,
terribly persuasive.
I'm not, but my daughter helped me with the PowerPoint, and I think it really did a lot of the heavy lifting.
So can we see the PowerPoint?
Can you do PowerPoint on your phone? I'm not that great with PowerPoint. I've got the file on my phone. Hold on, let me see.
Can she do diagrams showing how we won't have our heads cooked?
I mean, she's only 14. I'd rather not expose her to that kind of information.
The fact that you were semi-directly responsible for...
The death of a man.
A very grisly...
A man died at an event I helped organize. That's different.
You were the head organizer.
I gave myself the title to feel important, but I was the only one organizing it. I might as well be principal senior organizer. There's just one...
Sorry, mate, are you gonna order?
I'm trying to decide whether or not I can get the beans. This is a negotiation right now.
Okay. If you order from me, you can get the beans. But if you order from my wife...
No beans.
Okay.
Makes her physically sick.
It's the smell.
Am I the
it's
only disgusting. One who orders the beans in this town?
Yeah, we have to buy them specially for you, Paul.
I'm really sorry. I didn't realize I was putting you out that much.
Yeah, you've put us out every Friday for the last 2 years.
I really...
Which is why I'm not really all that enthralled by the... prospect
okay,
of
but,
working a food truck for you at well, this event.
You wouldn't be working for me, you'd be independent. And also, to show I can change, I will stop ordering the beans.
Would we have to pay for the food truck?
You'd have to.
Is there a fee?
You have to get your own ingredients, but we've got some funding from the mayor.
The mayor gave you money?
Well, the mayor had an expense budget. I'm not allowed to put the money directly after last time, but if you give them your expenses, they will cover it.
What happened the last time to the money?
I just spent it poorly. I spent a lot of money on roller coasters and not a lot of money on fire marshals.
So this is why you're not allowed to touch the money.
It's better if I don't have it and someone verifies my expenses. We've got the accountant on board. He said, he was very adamant.
You went on a very fancy holiday after the last fair.
Well.
You went to Ibiza.
I mean, I said I did. I just sort of went camping outside town. People didn't want to see me.
I mean, you were quite literally run out of town.
I had
to run.
Yeah, I was sprinting full on. My passport was still in my home. I couldn't have gone to Ibiza. People were camped outside my home waiting for me to come back. And I want to make things up. And I want everyone to see that this can be fun again. And
you
that
want
I
to
can
make
be...
things up?
Yes.
Like lie.
What? No, not like that. It's just I want to redeem myself. And, you know, the fair can be fun. The town can have that back. Maybe my wife will give me another chance.
Whatever.
I just want positive things to happen.
I've spoken to Pauline and she's really not interested.
Speak to her again post-fair, okay?
She said, the fair is a terrible idea.
That's because everyone has...
And he's shit in bed.
I had a lot of anxiety about the fair. I had a feeling things were going to go wrong and it was affecting things.
You mean physically?
Yeah, I didn't realize she shared that with you. That's...
Well, we go out for drinks every Friday night, so...
Okay.
She tells me a lot of stuff about you.
I don't really know the answer to that. I'm just sorry, and will you please do the food truck? I will take chips, no beans, please.
What do you reckon?
I say give him the beans.
But only beans.
Oh.
No, chips and beans.
Okay.
So is that a maybe?
We'll make you some chips and beans on the day. That's it. That's our final offer.
Oh, but you'll be serving other people?
I don't think it's worth the risk.
No, I cherish my health too much.
Okay, but I can say you two will be there.
We'll hand it over the fence. How's that?
Okay,
you can do a delivery service.
That's a good idea.
For the fair.
Do you have an app?
Ooh, okay, how about this? You guys can cook here, and then we just get a delivery guy to transport things to the fair. Would that work?
Okay, who's the delivery guy, though?
I'll sort it out. Someone reliable.
I've got a car.
I will not give it to the first stranger I see. I promise you that. I have changed.
All right, well, are we doing the chicken league again this year, lads?
Oh, I'd think it'd be rude not to.
Because I've been getting complaints having the chicken league above the pub.
Hold on a minute now.
Is bad for business.
Fuck. Away on. Sure, we're buying pints all the time. What are they on about?
They say that they don't want to bring the grain up for the league. They say that the grain is unsanitary when it falls through the holes in the floorboards and into the drinks.
Come now.
They say that the chickens are depositing their little friends down through the holes.
Fuck. This is a pilot.
And the league itself is rowdy.
They knew.
And violent. And...
They knew what they were getting into.
This is just... These are excuses.
Yeah, you know what this is? Sorry, let's finish. What was the and? Don't want
to... As if I need to hear anymore, but yeah. Okay.
And there's too many corpses in the windows.
Ach, die, you see.
But it's league business. It's league... It's I told league them that. Whenever the league is on, it's league business. You can't come in unless...
They're... just trying to drive up the rent prices for the room. That's all they're doing. They're going to cave. They're going to be like, okay, for an extra 75 a month or something. We're not doing it.
They're trying to price us out.
I said, don't come in unless you're delivering grain.
Unless you're delivering grain.
That's always what I would say, but they...
What is the password? The password is, are you holding a bag of grain?
And that's worked for many years, but is it going to work this year? Do we have the league? I don't know. I mean, we've got the chickens.
I thought this was a straightforward question.
We've got the board set up. I've done the board already. I don't know if you've seen.
That's good work.
That's incredible. I had assumed you'd got that off Etsy. You did that yourself.
No, I did that board.
Beautiful work.
I've been studying everyone's comments from last year. You wrote them down. You put them through the little letterbox. I took those comments and I took them on board.
Those comments would have broken a lesser man, but you took all that on board. And I'm sure it was tough to hear a lot of it.
Well, that's why I don't know if I have to take the comments of the pub on board.
Mm.
I'm a man who takes comments.
That's true. You're good at it too.
I'll take that.
Stick that in the board, would you?
I'll take that. I'll put that in the board. I'm good at it.
And I've been working on my mathematics skills for like the betting component of it all. And I've really
that's
gotten it down this year. Like, I wasn't great at it last year. I'll admit, you just talked about getting that other fella in, but I went back.
What are the odds?
Of me getting kicked?
Yeah.
Four to five.
That's not bad.
I'll take that.
Because I'm assuming there's a good chance that that guy from down south is going to...
I'll stick 20 quid on that now.
I think it's
can
reasonable.
Can I spread this
to.
Bet?
Sure, yeah.
I'll spread odds over evens on you getting kicked.
Do you want to do it a double for the first fight of the year? Put in with one of the winners, one of the chickens? Or just want to give it a single?
I do. That's my tradition.
Lovely.
Do it and I'll do it.
I appreciate that every year you put a bet on that I'm going to get kicked.
Some years you do. Some years to pay someone to do it.
Yeah, but I always wheeze my way back in. Usually by subterfuge. Yeah, subterfuge.
And that's the league rules.
That's the league rules. If you can get back in from subterfuge, you're allowed in.
That's if we even have a room to be in. Oh, we can't be above the pub.
I say we send a couple of chickens down. We'll see what happens. They're pretty ferocious.
To convince the landlord?
Yeah, have any of you fed them today? They're probably pretty vicious right now.
Well, I don't feed them, you know, I get a grain delivery and that
hasn't came in a while.
Exactly. We send those little boys down. Oh, they're going to kick some landlord. He'll show them what's what.
Sounds like the league's on, lads.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right, fellas, I've actually done you a special deal. I've just hooked up a nice little system here. There's a little tap just hooked up to the table. You can just help yourselves as much seawater as you want.
It's a hose.
It's a hose.
It's a little filtration system that I've set up from the
this
side.
This is just a bit of blue PVC hose.
I think it's authentic pirate.
Thank you. You really make it this so much better for me. Oh, God. Okay, so I'm going to go put some fish in the deep fat fryer. And
can you leave the sea cucumber out of the deep fat fryer that you fry the fish in?
Do you want it just like sushi style?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I could do
like,
that. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, like, it's a vegetable, right?
So you have rice too?
No. It's like sushi style, you know, like, oh, actually, that's a good idea. If I cut up the chips real small, it'll be like rice, so...
As long as they're not in the deep fat fryer that you fry the fish in.
No, if I do that with the sushi, it won't be sushi. You don't put deep fried fish in sushi. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just that.
Okay.
You also know what type of fish goes into a sushi roll.
I like the danger.
Yeah, I don't eat sushi, you know, they mostly... There's a lot of shellfish risk.
No puffer fish or anything in it?
Oh, could be.
This is a death trap.
You're
going to eat here.
You're being so... I'm really trying.
Can I get some more water?
Oh, you are a thirsty boy, aren't you?
I'm really thirsty. Yeah. In fact, I don't think this is helping my thirst, but
no, I think
I'm
it's
going
actually,
to keep drinking.
The more you drink, the less thirsty you get, I think.
That's what I've always... That's what my mom told me.
You can lead a man to water, but you can't get him to drink from a hose. That's what they say.
Do I just turn this tap here?
Yeah, walk away, walk away.
This is actually fun. This is like when they bring the steaks out.
Yeah, and you get to see it.
Don't say steaks in here. We don't have those.
I mean, he's vegan. Like, he wouldn't have a steak.
It's a fish restaurant, right?
Okay. Well, it's a fish?
Yes.
Fish?
You don't say the S word. Let me go get the chips on.
It says here, if I find all 17, I get a gold doubloon.
Of course you get a gold doubloon. There you go.
I think he might have just handed you over his last bit of money.
I need you to pay for your food with that, please.
Oh, did we just get a coupon for a free meal?
Oh, nice.
I suppose you did.
Okay.
I think we should bring, you know, for Bill's retirement party, I think we should have that here.
Oh.
Bill loves seafood.
I don't like Bill, so yeah. Yes.
Are we all in agreement?
Yes.
We've been looking for a location, so this will help.
I'd love to meet him. He sounds real nice, yeah. Yeah. Why don't I just get all the restaurant stuff and bring it to your office?
You can, like... You can
I can pack it all up. I've got a little van out back. It's got, like, I try not to open the door too much because the water spills out quite a lot, but I climb on top and I can plop the fish in through the little chimney in the back of the van.
Do you just, like, dump the van with the doors open into the water and just close it and that's how you fish?
Well, actually, that's how I caught the fish because I saw the van just lying in the beach and I was like, oh, wow, free van. And when I pulled out, there was fish in the back and I was like, oh, great, I'll make a restaurant.
I like that you drive neck deep in water, sitting in a van full of water. That's great.
Look, I've actually been lying to you. The van is the tank.
I knew you were just saving energy. I knew this was...
Well, I think it's running the van.
Well, like, Ed would explain
the generator
the petrol
is
smell.
Literally only powering the van yet. And the diesel smell that you're smelling, that's a separate issue entirely. Don't even worry about that. It's nothing to do with the restaurant.
Oh, I see. Like, because it was masked by the smell of that.
The deep fat fried
fish.
Well,
there's that smell.
Deep
there's
fat
a,
fryer,
whole,
deep fat
a whole mixture of.
Yeah.
Is the diesel in the deep fat fryer?
Oil's expensive, right? I wanted to get canola oil, but the shops won't sell it to me anymore.
But why not?
They said, Willie, you're not allowed to have canola oil anymore. Look, I'm going to get the chips on.
Yeah, I'll have a fish.
You'll
fish?
Have a fish.
I'll have a
fish. We'll have a fish over here.
Fish?
Yeah.
I'll have that sea cucumber sushi. That sounds pretty good.
Sea cucumber. Right enough.
You get some more water as well.
Cheers, Willie.
The hose is still there, man. You help yourself.
Oh,
you walk away there.
It's authentic.
I'm gonna head and get that now.
Cheers, Willie. So the thing I don't get is he found the van and then bought a restaurant. Why didn't he just sell out of the van?
That was a real gold doubloon, though. Is he a real pirate?
I have no idea.
I don't know what a gold doubloon is.
It's just a coin.
It's a piece of gold. Pretty expensive.
Real pirates, Blackbeard type stuff.
Right, that's the fish on there. That's the chips on. They're all in the deep fat fryer. We're good to go, so I guess I'll... Can I just sit with you guys while we're waiting for them to cook?
You're not going to watch it?
Oh,
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Kieran Sands, Owen Fox, Eddie Goodwin, Robert Vaughan, Gemma Burnett, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.